fence is just painted white.
I guess I haven't said that for 50 years.
I told you this would take you back.
50 would be 60 years.
65. I remembered my first speech the other day. It wasn't the other day, it was my Christmas time. The one, what was it? Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat, so please put a penny in the old man's hat.
Yeah.
I was just a little bitty old squirt. What'd you call that little animal when you were a boy? The little one that was black and had white stripes on its back?
Yeah, that's a skunk. Or a polecat.
Well, they aren't hard to catch, but they're sure hard to let go, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You get them with a tail, yeah, all right.
Well, I caught one in a trap and I had to let him go.
Yeah.
I finally did, but boy, we smelled awful.
Well, he can't make very much mess if you get him by his tail and hold him up.
Well, I cut a long pole and got a pair of goggles and tried to lock his tail down, but I jabbed him a couple times where I got his tail pinned. I just got the tree between him and me. But boy, the rest of the country sure smelled awful. You have many squirrels around here?
Oh, yes. Gray squirrels and fox squirrels.
How about that little bitty fella that's...
He's a ground squirrel.
Uh-huh. Mm. Do they have stripes on their back?
Yeah.
Do you have any special name for little animals like that? Skunks and squirrels and rats? You call them anything in general?
Oh, there is a general term for them, I guess. It's varmints.
Well, they have those little lizards around here with horns on their heads.
And horny toads. Yeah.
And
that is lizard too.
This lady I was talking to over in Weston, Oklahoma, said her son would go to school in the morning, and she had a, well, that's a little one. Had two sons, and they'd play all the way to school. On the way, they'd catch lizards, and they'd tie them to these long pieces of grass. And then on the way home, they'd play with them. Leave them there all day and play with them on the way home. She said you'd have to go down the road at dinner time, find your kids, playing with the lizards.
Yeah.
Do you have frogs around here?
Yeah, bullfrogs. Bullfrogs and cow frogs, they used to call them, they're old striped frogs.
They ever call those, just a little one a toad frog?
Oh yeah, a toad frog, he's one that you better stay away from.
Give you warts?
Yeah.
How about those little bitty green ones that just make a little high-pitched noise?
I don't know if they ever had any special name. They grow into bullfrogs, don't they?
Oh, I don't know. I think this is one that lives in trees or something.
Oh, well, there is a tree frog, yeah.
I think some people call those little bitty ones peepers.
Oh, they may do. I never heard of that.
I don't think
there are tree frogs. I know that.
Do you like seafood?
Oh, yeah.
Well, when did they start getting shellfish in here? I guess they had them in cans for a long time, didn't they?
Shellfish?
Oh, those things you make stew out of?
Oh, oysters?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, cold oysters. You used to have them in cans. But they didn't have any fresh oysters here. I never knew what a fresh oyster was, so I had to be in town here for several years.
I used to always get a kick out of it when I was in the Army and I'd get sent through New Orleans. Get a chance to stop off and eat seafood there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one of them I sure don't like anymore.
What's that?
Shrimp.
Got sick?
Yeah, sick on the thing. I was down there at out to Port Ramsey. There's only one of those shrimp boats out there 5 days and 5 nights. And man, they keep those dogs on shrimp. And I thought the weight around in them in the rubber boots, putting that ice on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't stand them.
Well, you worked the boat?
Sir?
Did you work on the boat?
Oh, no. We just, my brother and I were just